the rest of the story. In every graduating class, there is a Diane Bauer. She is the bookworm. She is the studious one, the girl who would rather walk through fire than receive an inferior grade. And for her, an inferior grade is anything below an A. Her life is academic achievement. She is shy, almost too defenseless to be openly ridiculed, though her classmates, with whom she has so little in common, might tease her behind her back. Here comes the brain, they would say. Diane Bauer. An uncontroversial creature, not at all cause-oriented. Causes distract one, you see. They are potential distractions on the path to academic excellence. And yet in the life of this Diane Bauer, there came a very rude awakening. And that, well, that is the rest of the story. Diane Bauer grew up in Queens, New York. Her parents, Morris and Estelle Bauer, both lawyers. Early in life, Diane was instilled with the virtues of realizing one's potential, pushing one's intellect to its limits. In the local public schools, Diane set high goals for herself, demonstrated a remarkable power of concentration. In high school, she was an honor student on to Cornell University. There she graduated with a BA with honors, proceeded to Columbia University for her master's. A few weeks after receiving her MA, Diane married a medical student named Milton. The young couple discussed the matter of Diane's further education, and both of them agreed that Diane had devoted her life to academic achievement. There was no reason for her to stop short of a PhD. So Diane returned to Columbia. Her entrance scores were so high that her doctoral candidacy was never in question, or it should not have been. And yet, shortly before Diane was to embark on this last leg of her academic journey, she was called to the office of the Columbia dean. The expression on the dean's face was one of conspicuous discomfort. What had happened? Had she failed to qualify in some way? The dean shook his head. No. No, he said, academically, Diane could not have been better suited. But there was one problem. A number of men had applied for the same PhD candidacy. Men who would be better able to put a PhD to use than would a woman. It would be unfair to some man, the dean said, if Diane retained her candidacy and excluded some man. Well, Diane's real-life education began that day. Since she had been a child, she'd been buried in her books, never imagining that the world might honor anything above a personal achievement, and now she was being told that brains were not enough. Well, from that moment on, Diane was determined to prove otherwise. She refused to step aside. She refused to relinquish her doctoral candidacy for the dean or for some nameless man of lesser qualifications or for anyone. And because the bookworm had turned, because Diane at last understood that dreams could not be realized by grades alone, a studious, determined girl from Queens proved herself as worthy as any himself. For Diane Bauer, the shy high school honor student for whom anything less than an A was not good enough, the girl who refused to step aside for a man ever since has been proving herself right. For the pretty young woman whose only aspiration was higher education, the determined doctoral candidate who prevailed was Dr. Joyce Brothers. And now you know the rest of the story.